Good Friday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Samsung.
And I'm Jake Sherman. The big headline of the morning comes from London, where Theresa May is hanging on as prime minister despite big losses in yesterday's parliamentary election.
Indeed, it wasn't just a dramatic 24 hours here in Washington, with former FBI Director James Comey testifying at the Senate Intel Committee. The general election in Britain was supposed to strengthen Theresa May's hand, but the vote ended up raising more questions and leaving no party with a majority in Parliament.
Politico Europe has some important context from London. In Prime Minister May, Brussels had a grown-up in having to deal with the two-year Brexit negotiations, but now they are facing the nightmare prospect of a new negotiating partner or a weakened May.
And now we will return to our regularly scheduled programming and what has been a whirlwind couple of days in Washington surrounding some of the most dramatic testimony in recent history. Here's our breakdown for you. Hill Republicans are telling us that they are shocked at how poorly yesterday went for the president. Publicly, they say that the president is a political newbie who is still learning the presidency. But privately, they say James Comey was extraordinarily convincing and Trump's team absolutely botched their response.
Mark Kasowitz, Trump's lawyer, made a legal argument which mostly ignored the political reality that a former FBI director called the president of the United States a liar. The jury's still out. Maybe Trump did not obstruct justice, but Trump's political standing on Capitol Hill is growing more and more perilous.
Do not underestimate how much Trump's weakening position could thwart the GOP agenda. Senate Republicans are muddying their way through healthcare reform with no concrete deal in sight. For every fix, it appears Senate Republicans seem to find another problem. And while Trump has promised the biggest tax cut in the country's history, Republicans are increasingly bearish on a massive rewrite of the tax code. Instead, most are eyeing a simpler and smaller tax cut as a much more realistic option.
A splashy headline on A1 from the New York Times' Peter Baker, the cloud that just grew that much darker. And our colleagues Josh Gerstein and Kyle Cheney break down the biggest takeaways from Comey's testimony, which include new mysteries that have sprung up, how Comey's startling testimony may have provided striking revelations about his meetings with the president, but what he declined to discuss may be even juicier, the collateral damage that it created for a slew of other aides, including Attorney General Jeff Sessions, among others.
The reverberations of Comey's day on Capitol Hill continued in the classified hearing. CNN is reporting that Comey told senators in that hearing that Attorney General Jeff Sessions may have met with Russia's ambassador a third time. And the New York Times' Charlie Savage looks at how Comey's testimony sharpens the focus on questions of obstruction.
NBC News is reporting that Jared Kushner can meet with the Senate Intelligence Committee as soon as this month. And in other news, Anthony Scaramucci, a big Trump fundraiser and advisor during the presidential transition, is expected to be picked as ambassador to the Paris-based Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. That comes from Bloomberg. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.